You'll find me under an umbrella this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, but at least, you know, you didn't get the heaviest rain that's falling at the present time.
No, but it's been raining since last night, steady, and it's 50 degrees, 50 degrees, and raining right now.
50, I told you this was a Marshall Miles milestone as far as week goes. I mean, you've just had day after day of lovely, lovely Marshall Miles weather, but it's about to change.
Right, well, it's too late.
Oh, too late I forgot what the expression is, but what can I tell you? You have to drive 7 hours tomorrow. I could put this weather back in.
Well, if you did, I'd have an excuse not to go.
To go, right? Okay, well, it's not going to rain this weekend.
That's what I mean. So it's too late, too little, too late, too early, too much, blah.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. And the rain will be tapering off by this afternoon. A little sun begins to develop. You'll be in the mid-60s.
Oh, that's great. Right.
Tonight, partly cloudy near 50, where we are now.
Yeah.
Partly cloudy Saturday, 70 to 75. Sunny Sunday, 70. Sun and clouds, maybe a shower Monday in the middle 70s. So next week will be a mild week, and it does not look nearly as wet as this week. Not nice?
How could it be as wet as this week? It's raining.
Yeah, nothing could be this wet, exactly.
Come on,
So that is the story there. There's been real torrential rain, again, across portions of Long Island. They had it also on Tuesday. They're having it again this morning. JFK picked up like 1 inch of rain in an hour so far this morning, and it's still coming down in buckets there. So the commute down there is not going to be pretty. But again, all of this is moving out very, very quickly. So fast changes. Nice weekend in tap for the first fall full weekend. You realize that. And, of course, the last weekend of September, October begins on Monday.
Now, what does the next weekend look like? Because, you know, we got fall festivals in Pine Plain. We got fall festival in Salisbury next weekend. I mean, next weekend is a festival weekend.
I think that next weekend's fall festival weekend will be very fall-like.
So cool and breezy.
How about chilly and breezy? And there could be some rain. Not sure about that yet.
What?
No, there could be some rain. You know, next weekend is Columbus Day weekend.
Yeah.
And that's a big weekend up at the lake. Normally we close up then. I don't know if we're going to be able to do that because of the movie schedule. And we are taping next Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So I have a feeling we'll be going back up to the lake the week after that to close up. At least that's what I see. So I've been looking at it, but it's still over a week away. A lot of things could change.
It
definitely looks like it's going to be a cool note. No doubt about that.
All right. As a Paisan, do you celebrate Columbus Day?
No.
No?
No. The only way I celebrate Columbus Day is by putting the old boards up on the lake house and saying adios
for another year.
Yeah, but this year it'll be a week later. I will bring you up to date on Pat's adventures yesterday. I went to the new doctor, liked him very much, young guy, very nice. What I really liked about the office is they were so on time. Marshall, your head would spin.
Well, that's good.
I mean, I walked in there at 9:45. My appointment was 10. They had me. They took me in, I guess, maybe 10 to 10. And by 10 o'clock, I was sitting in the doctor's office. Only problem is that he gave me two shots. One is the tetanus, which I haven't had in a long time. And the other one was the pneumonia shot on each arm. So both arms are killing.
I was going to say the pneumonia shot is it brings the next day it feels like somebody punched you.
Oh, it really is killing me. I also went to yoga yesterday thinking that this wasn't going to bother me.
Oh, no.
And as I got there in a late afternoon, there was a lot I couldn't do because it was really, really killing me. But I did get through yoga. Now we go on to computers. I told you about the computers and all the problem we were having.
Yeah.
Remember I told you about Apple and how great they are.
Yeah.
Well, he called me back yesterday because I sent him an email. I said, you know, Ryan, you know, these clips are freezing. So he calls me back yesterday. He said, Pat, there's nothing more else I could do. So what? He said, no. He said, you tried that clip on your other Apple and it worked fine. He said, so my suggestion to you right now is to get your software program over to the other Apple machine and transfer everything over there and do it on there. I said, that's simple. I said, and just leave this, you know, by the wayside. In other words, we don't know what the problem is, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I kind of got the feeling he just didn't want to be bothered anymore. I said, thank you very much. Hung up, and I got together with the director, and he says to me, do yourself a favor. So Whitey goes, get one of those clips that freeze. I said, yeah. He goes, delete it. So I deleted it. He said, now go into the trash and empty it. I did. He said, now import that clip again. And I did. Presto. No problem. So we tried clip two, we tried clip three, and it worked. The only thing that I could think of, Marshall, and I don't know if you're seeing it the same way I am, is it possible that the program, Final Cut Pro, is still seeing the clip in the trash, and that's the reason why it wasn't correcting the freeze? Because by deleting the trash, each time, the clip that we brought in worked flawlessly.
Yeah, I mean, computers are crazy like that.
Well, if anybody has Apple and works on Final Cut Pro, there's a tip for you. If you have little clips that freeze, make sure you bring it into the trash, empty it, and then re-import it, and you'll be fine.
Well, I guess all we can tell people is that get rid of your Apples and go to Windows.
Well, I don't know if you want to do that.
Well, seeing as it was your trash that was creating the problem.
Take out the papers and the trash.
Next time you have any problems with your computer,
just take out the trash.
Freezing, just remember this song.
You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak.
Don't talk back.
Just finish clean.
I would love to take out the trash, but my arm's hurt.
That's right. You can't. You can't even do that.
Right.
Pat, I want you to have a great weekend, even though you're
going
to be working.
Thank you. I'll tell you all about the island and all of the fun and everything when I see you once again on Tuesday. I should be back sometime Monday afternoon. Again, if you don't see me Tuesday, inflate the raft and come get me.
All right. Well, I'll do that, and I should be back sometime late on Saturday.
Good luck. Have a good one.
Have a good weekend, Pat.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You ain't going to rock and roll no more. Yeah.
Don't talk back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom.
Ah, yes. Our weather with Pat Pagano. How he fixes his computer problems. Take out that trash.
Just put on your coat and hat. And walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish.
Everybody watching on Facebook Live, have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday through Friday next week from 6 till 7 o'clock in the morning. Our show continues now on the radio and streaming live. Remember, you can get our free app at robinhoodradio.com. Just download the free app for your smartphone.